Well. Here we are again. This is the Castle Connection. I'm your host, Baby Vix. And on this episode, I have a very special guest. I have Gabrielle Brundage from Savannah Chatham County Schools. That name might sound familiar. She is Georgia School Council Association's Council of the Year for the 23-24 school year. We have her on our podcast. We're going to talk about a few different things, her why and what superhero she models herself after. We're also going to go to my housekeeping items and my final thought on something that we broached in our conversation with the Council of the Year. Self-care. What I have done over the last, you know, we'll say 11 months for self-care. And it's real deal stuff. Take it to heart. And this is the part of the show I say, let's go. This is the Council Connection. I'm your host, Damien Bix, and I have a very special guest with us. We have the Georgia School Council of the Year, Gabrielle Brundage, with us from Savannah Chatham County, one of the nicest places to visit. Savannah, if you're there, go to Crab Shack in Tybee Island, get your seafood on, or just go downtown to Savannah and get some of that history. Gabrielle, how are we doing today?
I'm good. I was off today, so it was the best day ever. Like, it felt good to turn the alarm off.
I bet it was. You know, us, we're out here in these school counseling streets trying to just make it last 4 days and a wake up.
I know. We got one more week left, and then them kids going to their parents. Thank God they can hang out with their family for a couple of days, you know, get their hair done. That's what they told me they were going to do. They was going to eat good. I'm excited for them. I love the holiday time. They come back with these new hairdos. I was like, I'm going to get my hair done too. They was like, okay. So, yeah.
Instead of eating Takis all day, they're going to actually go get some food actual calories.
And some nutrition system. And drink some water. And they're going to, like, I guess, be as hyper as they are at the school with their family. Mm-hmm. So their mama can see how they act for real.
And interact with family members. Yeah. Interact with other people. I want to go ahead and get started. For those that might not know who you are, give us a little introduction to yourself.
So I'm a school counselor, as you said, in Savannah Chatham County Public School System. I am the Southern Director for GSCA. I am the Georgia School Counselor Association School Counselor of the Year. I am an Auburn grad. I have a master's in school counseling from Troy, and I'm also a Valdosta State grad. I'm just me.
Now, I'm going to go, I had a question in order. I'm going to go right out of order since you said that. Don't forget, don't shortchange yourself that you also were the emerging leader the previous year.
Yeah, like, I have been involved in GSCA since I got to Savannah. That was one of my goals, was to get heavily involved in the Counseling Association, because in Alabama, School Counseling Association is like a separate entity of the Counseling Association. But in Alabama, I was a part of other associations. Like, it's different how they do it in Alabama. So I was excited to get.
Yeah, I got a friend at work.
Entity.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people say Georgia and Wisconsin have one of the stronger SCAs. Mm-hmm. And I could see that when we had 1,076 people at conference. I'm like, how? I was hiding somewhere, I guess, for 1,000 people. I couldn't tell, but I believe it. I believe it.
I was like, it was more people every day. I was like, dang, it's more people. I kept looking at the badge station. I was like, dang, that's a lot of badges. And then the badges were slowly getting picked up and slowly getting picked up. And I was really upset because I was looking for Carol Stone, but I wouldn't recognize her if she walked past me anyway. But I just wanted to see her for myself. because she was at the conference and she was at ASCA, and I have a sticker of her on my laptop, but I wouldn't know what she looked like if she walked past me. But I just wanted to meet her.
Now, she is one of the OGs of counsel. For those that might not know, if you need something on ethics, Carol Stone is the person you need to read up on. She's going to have you totally.
The ASCA
And
model. She wrote the ASCA model, and my co-counselor at my school actually has a second edition of the model. I bet you she has a first edition, but I've not been able to find it in her office because she always tells me to get out her office because she's been a she an OG.
she hit that thing. Yeah, she hit that thing for me. She hit that thing for me.
She hid it from me. She's been a co-counselor for 20 years. She hid it from me.
Yeah, I think my counselor next door to me, she showed me her first edition. I'm like, that thing is still in immaculate condition.
Condition, yeah. And mine's just somewhere in a box, probably. I don't know, because I know it's not in my office.
Don't know, I got a third or fourth edition. I've only been a counselor for 8 years, and I only got the third or fourth edition. If I can find a first edition myself on eBay for $9, I'm gonna sell it. I'm gonna keep the thing. But anyway, I'm gonna go out of a little order, a little bit of order. I want to know, what were your emotions like when you got the call that you were counsel of the year?
So I'm gonna tell you, Dr. Diaz told my principal on Tuesday. So last year, on Columbus Day, I found out that I was emerging leader. So I assumed that Columbus Day we would find out, like, who won, or if you didn't win, they would have sent you an email by now. So Monday came, was a Columbus Day. I didn't hear anything. So I was just like, dang, something is wrong. I'm like, what is happening here? So Tuesday, ASCA announced who their winners were, and other states started announcing who their winners were for different awards. And I'm just like, what is happening with Georgia? So Wednesday, I literally went to my principal and I sat in his office and I was just like, have you heard anything? Did they give you a rejection letter? Like, did they tell you what's happening? Because I'm just wanting to know. He literally sat there and looked at me and was like, you have nothing else to do. And I was like, no, I do, but I need to know, like, who won. Like, I just want to know. And he was just like, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Lied. Went to my AP's office, sat there, and had a whole conversation with her. And she literally was like, you need some patience. And I was like, patience? Like, I just want to know who won because other states are announcing. I'm like, I'm showing her, like, literally showing her the posts from other places. And she was just like, okay. She knew, my principal knew, and two of my other coworkers knew. They didn't say a word to me. So Thursday came, still the same emotion. Like, I'm just wondering, like, who won. Friday came, and I saw one of my coworkers coming with flowers and balloons, but I thought it was because we had homecoming for the kids. And I was like, oh, she brought homecoming flowers for her kid. So I didn't think anything of it. And so I go to the gym because on the first Fridays of every month, we have a town hall meeting. And so I go to all the town halls, even though I don't work with the eighth graders. I go and I bring the music and the fun. I'm like the DJ. So me and the dean of students were down in the gym, and my principal is like, why are you here? And I'm just like, because, like, I bring the fun and the music. He's like, no, go back to your office. And I was like, no, this is my job. Like, I bring the fun and the music. I do this every first Friday. So they call him and say, hey, you got a visitor in the front office. And I'm just like, oh, I wonder who's visiting, because, like, why is somebody at our school? So literally, I'm still in the being the DJ, playing Ski, for my students, because that's what they like to hear, playing all these fun songs. And my principal comes in the back door with Dr. Diaz, and I turn around because, first off, like, why is someone coming in the back door of our gym? Why are you not using the front door of the gym? Because, like, that's dangerous. I want to know who's coming in the building just so I can, leave. And so I turn around, and it's Dr. Diaz, and I'm looking at her like, me. And she's like, yes. And I was like, you're lying. She is like, no. I was like, no, for real. And then, like, I just started crying because, like, that was one of my counseling goals, is to be school counselor of the year. And so to have achieved that goal, like, it's still so surreal. I don't really tell people. Like, I know it just sounds really weird to tell someone, oh, I'm the counselor of the year. So I haven't really been telling people. My district has made me do an infomercial about it. I have done a couple of other things for it so far, as far as my district. But other than that, like, even at the conference, people were like, congratulations. I don't even know them. And they were just telling me congratulations. And one girl was like, what'd you congratulate her for? She's like, oh, she's school counselor of the year. And I was like, she's like, oh my God, that's so cool. And I was like, thank you. So, like, just to feel all that love. Like last week was everything. So yes, it's been surreal.
Yeah, I saw some of the articles when I Googled it, and the new news station put it out there and everything. I'm like, they made you a whole celebrity on this
Oh,
thing. I'm like,
celebrity.
man, you better enjoy it while you can. Enjoy this thing. And I'm gonna say this plug. I'm gonna say it. I don't care. If you are a GSCA member, we have elections going on, so vote. That's all I can say. Vote. If you want your voice to be heard, vote. Now, we get that out of the way. We're both covered. So, what is your why into school council? You talked about you do it for the kiddos, your first Friday, you're a DJ Gabrielle. I don't know what your DJ now, I just gave you one, I just made it up. But what was your why to get into school council? Well, let me ask you this. We'll go back to your introduction. What was your undergrad degree? And why school counseling, and why is school counseling still your career right now?
My undergrad degree was actually interdisciplinary studies at Auburn because I was struggling to graduate because I was taking psychology classes because I knew I wanted to be a school counselor, but psychology was not giving what it was supposed to give. So I had to go into human and family development studies for a major. I had to go into women's studies for a minor. And so I had to combine all of those things to basically make a degree. And so my far as my why, my granddad, he was a school counselor. He was a teacher, then he was a school counselor, then he was a counselor coordinator, then he was a federal superintendent, then he was an associate superintendent. So just like seeing my granddad and all the cool things that he did, prior to me even being born, just hearing about his legacy, I was just like, oh, I want to be a school counselor. And I really thought that my school counselor in high school, she had the coolest job. I would go in her office and she'd just be in there chilling. And I was like, oh, this looks like a fun job. She's doing something fun. And you come in, you talk to the kids, and then they leave. And I really didn't understand like the impact that she was really having on my classmates because I just was like, oh, I go see her for college stuff. I don't really go see her for anything else but college stuff. And so just watching her and to just see how she was maneuvering that college piece for us was something that was just so different. And then the connections, like being a school counselor, you make connections. And I really didn't realize this until I was a high school counselor that the connections that I make with those kids, like I still have those connections now, even though I'm not their counselor. Being their Facebook friend, just seeing them just evolve and just seeing the kids that you work with just evolve over time. 'Cause that's just something that I love to see is like, oh, dang, like I knew them when they were in middle school, elementary. And here they are, seniors in high school. And I'm just like, ooh, like we have had a time. I have seen you grow. I have seen you mature. I have seen you take L's and then take these big wins. So I'm just excited to just be on that journey and just know that maybe I had like a little impact on that journey.
Yeah, I worked in Bibb County my first 4 years, and now, of course, I'm in Henry, and I could attest to your story about seeing your kids. I seen a student of mine that worked at McDonald's. I'm like, I haven't seen you since I left Henry County. How you like? Because my kids went to school with them and everything, and when one student, and then just seeing those kids that you saw in 6th and 7th grade, they grow like you said, and they about to graduate. With my daughter, she about to graduate this year. I thought I had somebody cut some onions somewhere in my
I
car.
had
I'm like,
another
how?
student, like I had him at the Hubert Middle School in Savannah. He was one of my babies. Like he gave us a run for our money. In May, I went to dinner at the old Pink House in Savannah, and he actually is the bus boy manager. And to just see him have evolved from what I saw like 5 years ago, you couldn't have told me that that child was going to do what he is doing now. Because of the path that he was on. And he was just like, I had to get my life together. And just hearing his story and how he's mature, I was just like, I wanted to cry at the dinner table, literally cry, because I'm just like, oh my God, like you are doing it. And it was crazy because I actually ran into someone who else knew him like 2 weeks ago. And I was just like, our baby. And she was like, he is doing wonderful. And I'm so proud of him. He's about to graduate with a welding degree. He's still gonna work at the old Pink House as the busboy manager. And to just hear the manager of the old Pink House talk about him in just such a good light just really brought me to just being like, oh my God, like I just love you. Like you're doing it. 'Cause I know you can. And just to see them, because they have so much potential and they don't even know that they have all that potential. So that's a big thing for me.
That's the greatest thing right there. Just knowing that you just seen them grow and just seeing where they, it's like a like watching a I guess a TV series and just seeing how they like I'm big on crazy analogies on country for one thing. But if you look at the Cosby Show, you remember the first season of Theo, he was all over the place. No drive or nothing. You get to season 9 when he about to graduate and he's become a whole man and got his life in front of him, everything. Just watching the kids grow from a clown with their life together, that's the greatest reward right there, besides getting bonuses and stuff like that. But that's the greatest reward right there to me, just seeing those kids being able to just grow and nourish, be just pour into them and stuff like that. So that's great. That's just great. Now, we talk about the wins. What's some of the one or two of the hardest things you've dealt with or you've seen in school counseling?
Really, my own self. Back in Alabama, I was not certified as a school counselor. So I got a provisional. And so my colleagues, they kind of treated me like I wasn't one of them because I wasn't certified all the way. And in Alabama, you have to be a teacher first to be a school counselor in a lot of the districts. But the district that hired me really took a chance on me. I got a provisional and I was supposed to take the NCE to become certified. If anyone has taken the NCE and passed it, congratulations. Like, you are my hero. You're my inspiration because I have not taken that NCE and passed. So, to just have that defeat, like, constantly, like, be like my downfall when I was there, that was a big thing. Like, my co-counselors, they really didn't, was like, oh, she's brand new out of school. Like, I was actually still in school. So they're like, oh, she's still in school. What does she know? Like, what can she do? And to just see myself grow from that first year to now, I'm just like, whoo, like it has been a journey. And it's funny because one of my co-workers back from Huntsville, she'll always repost this picture. I did like a bulletin board that I was doing the countdowns days to the end of school. And at one point I had stopped taking the numbers down and changing the numbers. And so she would be like, look at what the counselor's doing. And she'll literally, like, she had posted on Twitter. She posted on Facebook and Snapchat, and I still repost it because I'm just like, dang, look how far I've come. I actually finished up my stuff now. So, yes, having just like taken L's personally, because I don't feel like
And
my
how
students take L's. I think they take wins, even though it may seem like a lost situation, they're learning. So it's never an L for them. But for me, I've taken some L's.
How long have you been a counselor for those that might not know?
Since 2016.
2016. So we've been a counselor the same amount of time. They're both 8 years. That is all right there. That is all right. And L's not lost, the L's for learning too. Just you want to spin it that way. You gotta spin it that way, good side. Or just say, hey, you didn't win this one, but yeah, guess what? You
I'm
about
with
to.
something else. I'm with something else. I'm with
Yep.
something else.
You will win something else. Now, if you had to compare yourself to a superhero, this is probably one of the weirdest questions you've probably ever been asked. Have you ever been asked what superhero you compare yourself to?
I'd be Vixen, because I just feel like she has the coolest superpowers. Like, she can be an elephant, she can be a lion, she can be a snake, she can be anything she want to be. So I want to be her because she can adapt to those surroundings.
That's very apropos for school counsel because we had to learn how to adjust, pivot, change,
Instant.
evolve, whatever. Because one day we might be doing core curriculum, but while we're in the middle of a core curriculum, we might start what we're doing, going lunch duty, afternoon duty, some duty.
I call you for something
Well,
else, and you'd be like, I'm working. Oh, well, we need you for this, but this is what I'm doing. Okay, well, you can come back to it. I just can't
maybe
stop
that.
about it.
Never come back to it. We never can.
I'll never go back to it. I don't even know why I said I could come back to it because I don't go back to it. Or even when you try to get me to watch a class, watch a class. I
Yeah,
gotta watch.
that's
Watch a class.
no.
What? And then when they come in, why the class not working? Because I'm not a teacher. So they in this classroom on this computer. What they doing? I don't even know.
Some. Something.
But they
I'm
quiet though. They
if
ain't
they're
fighting.
quiet,
That's
that's the
the
main
main
thing.
part. They ain't fighting. They quiet. That's really it. That's really
That's
it right
right.
there. Yeah. I had to do
Couple weeks
testing
ago.
last. I had to be
Say what? Say
a
what?
test examiner last year.
That is the
When I
2 years of my whew,
tell you, every day I was a test examiner, I would come out that room and be like, y'all got it. Because these kids, they would say the funniest things to me about the GMAS test. One little boy was taking a test and he gonna scream out, I ain't learned none of this bull jive. So I just was like, okay, baby, just do what you can do.
Do when you finish, put your head down for a second.
Just do what you can do. And his mama was like, how did he do? I was like, he did what he could do because he ain't learned none of this bull jive is what he said. So I don't even know how to support him because I can't give him the answer. All I can do is just
No.
pray.
You did your best, baby. You did your best.
Yes.
And that. I'm gonna get serious for 30 seconds. That's a whole nother topic right there. I could do on with state testing, but I don't want to get in trouble with the state. But because I'm gonna say I'll talk about that later. Another one, but that's telling right there. If the student say, "I didn't learn none of that bull jive," he sound like Shannon Sharp a little bit right now. He did sound like Shannon Sharp a little bit,
He
but.
was so sincere when he said it and so honest. And I was just like, it's okay. It's okay. All I could do was be like, just pray. And I told his, when I told the teacher, I was like, you did not prepare him for this test. So just be okay with that.
Because I know, what I was thinking about, there's no way, not one question. Not I'm gonna do like my boy Powder from High. Not now, another. Not now, not now. Question was, he talked about something math ain't mathing,
It
but
wasn't.
it wasn't.
Learn
But
none of that stuff. They ain't learn none of that stuff that's just on a GMAS test. Them kids ain't learn none of that. Y'all making that stuff up.
that's a whole nother podcast, right? I'm telling you, that's a whole nother podcast. I'm gonna save for all the podcast for counseling after dark or something like that, or during the summer when I'm not on contract hours, something like that. We'll save it. I got one last question for you before we get you out here because I know it's Friday and it's Friday. What is your favorite things? What's something your favorite things that you, or your favorite hobbies or whatever you want to say is your favorite thing?
Oh, my self-care. I get my lashes done every 2 weeks, my nails done every 2 weeks, my eyebrows done. Like, I really take that seriously. And I will leave work at 3 o'clock on the dot to make it to my 3:15 lash or nail appointment. I don't know like what you have going on after three, but that don't concern me. That concern you. I also like to leave work at work. That is my new thing now, is leaving it at work. Now I do peek at it, and if it's important, I'll respond to it. But I do try to like leave work at work because I know like this job sometimes can burn people out because we're always trying to be that superhero and save the world. And some days I have to be like, okay, I did enough. I'm gonna come back to it tomorrow and I'm gonna try again. Shopping. I love retail therapy. I love to travel. So South Carolina is like 20 minutes away. Florida is like 2 hours away. When I moved to Savannah, I was so excited because I am literally 4 hours away from Disney. No, I don't have a season pass, but it's the fact that I can go to Orlando in 4 hours if I want to. So yes.
So for all you students that are out there that are aspiring to be school counselors, the most important thing besides getting through your internship is making sure that you self-care, even if you're going through your internship, because 700, you're trying to get your 700 hours, the 600 plus the 150 for practical, you still need to self-care because if you start practicing self-care now, you know how to do it when you're a
I'll get
counselor.
you later, yeah. Because I'm telling them, the administrator's gonna call you on the weekend, the teacher's gonna call you after hours and say something to you, and you're gonna be looking like, why didn't you tell me this when I was at work on the clock? And you want me to do this after hours? Why you don't do it?
So y'all counselors, new and old out there, you better listen. trying to help you out, because we're trying to help you out, because we don't want you mad at us. Like, why didn't you tell her that? We did. You should listen to episode 7 on the podcast. We told you
I want y'all to take care of
that.
yourself. This is important. Because if you can't take care of you can't take care of them kids. So just remember that. If you not take care of you, you not take care of them kids.
Those are facts. She's spending five right there. Y'all better listen. Miss Brundage, Miss Counselor of the Year, I appreciate you taking your time out on a Friday, on your self-care Friday.
Thank you.
On a self-care Friday for a few minutes.
Oh, you're fine.
And we will be. I appreciate. I will try to bother nobody, but I appreciate you taking a little bit of time. And don't forget, I'm gonna say it again. If you're a member of the GSCA, vote. If you're not a member of GSCA and you're in Georgia, pay your membership
join.
Dues.
Join.
And vote.
And vote.
Join.
I mean, because 1,000 people.
Is it Savannah next year? So
Savannah next year too. Yeah. And if there was 1,000 people in Augusta, I'm sure there's gonna be more than that in Savannah, because y'all love coming to Savannah and going to the river and getting candy and going to get I guess Huey's and everything else that y'all like to do. We have a whole bunch of new stuff coming into Savannah. We got Dave and Buster's. We're gonna get like a miniature Top Golf. So yes, please join GSCA. We would love to have y'all. It is a lot of fun to know what is happening for school counselors in your state. Like, they advocate for us. They do everything for us. So join. They helped us get that raise.
Paid. Yep. We need another one.
We need another one. Yeah. Yep. They did help us get that first one. They made sure we were included on that bill, because we were not on that bill at first. We was not included on that bill. So just make sure you join GSCA. We would love to have you.
Join GSCA. Vote. You got to December 7th, if I remember correctly, at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say on that. It's a Savannah next year. So pay your dues 2 years, and then after that is in Macon, because I live in Macon. Uh-huh. So,
and counseling that matters is a theme next year. So you know you matter. So bring your theme to Savannah. How do you matter to your students? Just like we talked about that ripple effect. You're putting that ripple effect out there. So, yes.
So, once again, I want to say thank you to Madam School Counselor of the Year, Ms. Brundage. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
And we'll be right back with my housekeeping items right after this.
This is a part of the show where we talk about upcoming items and some pertinent issues that are part of the show. Of course, you can follow me on various platforms such as Twitter, Faye the PSC, Facebook, Counselor Connection with Fabian Bix. Follow me on Weebly, Faye the Counselor, .weebly.com. You may also listen to our podcast on a number of platforms like Breaker, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and of course, Apple Podcasts. Also, future episodes coming up, we're going to be talking about holiday season, what to do during the break, how to prevent burnout. And we're also going to have a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Diana Virgil, who is a school counselor now in Alabama. But, she's finalist for the ASCA Counselor of the Year. So, we're trying to get some things going on this podcast, trying to crank it back up. And she's a good friend of mine. I'm very happy for getting that nomination. I can't wait to see if she wins or not. If not, being nominated for that prestigious of award to be a finalist is an award in itself. And can't wait to have her on within the next week or two. Can't wait for that. And I'll be right back with my final thoughts on self-care. Keep it locked. Faye's final thought. Of course, I'm not going to be before you long, but as counselors, if we're an LPC or marriage family therapist or school counselors or any type of person that deals with the mental health or the well-being of any other person, we all should have some type of self-care. Proper self-care, let me say that. With me, I can honestly say some steps I've taken over the last year and a half for self-care, especially after my mom passing away. One thing I did last school year is I did not take my computer home for a whole year, for the most part. If I took it home, it's because I wanted to use it as something to watch TV on, but I didn't know work. I did not open my email. I didn't touch it. I didn't look at it. But I did not take my work computer home until the summer, this past summer, where I had to work on scheduling. I made sure that if it was work-related and emails, I did not look at it until the next day. I'm almost to a point where I feel comfortable taking it off my phone and just saying, y'all just had to catch me at work. If it ain't during my business hours, I'm not doing it. I still carry that to this day because my kids are in band and I'm waiting for them to get out of band practice here, and it's a long day and I do not want to be just consumed with work when I just need to block out or just need to decompress from the day into my area of self-care, which is watching TV. That's not a healthy self-care, but it's healthier than some other things. So I didn't take my work computer home. I didn't check my email. I let work stay at work. And my final one is, as counselors, we need a counselor or a therapist. We need one. And me benefiting from having a therapist for the last 10 weeks, I can see my mood has changed. I can see my joy coming back to my job, even though sometimes I feel like, what is my why? Did I lose my why? Am I happy with what I'm doing? And I can say, I'm still happy with what I'm doing. And the one thing I have to constantly remind myself is that I can only control what I can control. I can't control the things around me or the people around me or what people say about me or what people think about me. All I know is I can control what I can be, which is the best counselor that I know I can be for not only my kids, but my teachers, my administrators, my counseling department, my student services department, for my colleagues around the state and the nation, for my administrators, and for parents and stakeholders that are out there. That's the one. There were a lot of things I took away from therapy. But controlling what I can control is the biggest struggle for me. Because we shape and mold our kids to where they want to be, and we try to shape them or what people think about us, but we can't do that. They're going to think what they're going to think regardless. You could be the greatest counselor since Sigmund Freud and they still might not like you. You could do everything right and it still don't matter because it wasn't their idea. You could do everything right, but if it wasn't somebody else that did it, it wouldn't matter. So that's why you only could control what you can control. And I'm living that day by day. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast. I want to thank Ms. Brundage for popping on the podcast, the Georgia School Counselor of the Year. And hopefully, I'll have another special guest in the next couple weeks for you. Thanks for listening. I'm out.
sense. Hopped out the Benz like it's common sense. Got a monkey on my feet like it's common sense. Got gorillas in the streets like it's common sense. Stack the money heads up like it's second nature. Got a stay pulled up like it's second nature. Keep a chip in my hair like it's second nature. Big wonder make me step like second nature.